Before I moved to Alaska, at the tender age of 25, I had never fired a centerfire rifle, or pistol for that matter. While I think probably that most folks listening understand what I mean by centerfire, it probably wouldn't hurt to give a brief explanation for those who may not. Far and away, most firearms that fire bullets from largely brass cases, though there are a few other metals used, are centerfire in nature. The primer that touches off the cartridge is a separate entity that's seated in the middle of the brass case, hence the term centerfire. Small caliber weapons can also be rimfire, and with a rimfire firearm, the primer chemicals are within the rim of the case. Larger caliber firearms that you would use for larger game are almost always centerfire in nature. I have hunted for almost the entirety of my life, but the fact is that I had never shot a centerfire firearm until moving to Alaska, a fact that some folks find unusual. There are several reasons for that. First, big game hunting in Kansas, my home state, is a pretty limited affair, with almost all of it being deer, whether whitetail or mule deer. Also, I grew up in an archery hunting household, so all of my big game hunting was done with a bow and arrow. There simply wasn't any need to have a large caliber rifle. Tied to that lack of ownership was the fact that guns cost money, and my folks never seemed to have any. At any rate, the first time I ever fired a centerfire firearm was in Alaska, and I killed something with that shot, making use of a friend's Winchester Model 70 and 30-06 to kill a small caribou bull. Because I had killed deer in Kansas, my friend later said that he just assumed I'd shot rifles all my life. And we know what assuming does to a person. Later that same year, I bought my first ever centerfire rifle, and I got it right the first time, without really knowing a darn thing. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. When it comes to shopping online, I fully embrace the fact that I have to do that because I live in rural Alaska. To my mind, the internet has made it super uber easy to shop and to do so successfully. My friends give me a playful hard time because of how I shop, which is I research things heavily in order to minimize the chances I'm going to buy something that doesn't meet with my needs or expectations. My perspective is that with all the product reviews you can find on sites like Amazon or Cabela's, combined with websites that promote specific user group forums, it's just not that difficult to get the lowdown on pretty much any sort of outdoor-specific gear. I say all that to point out that I had none of that at my disposal, nor any real knowledge about firearms, when I went gun shopping in Anchorage in 1992 and walked away with my first centerfire rifle, a used Ruger Model 77 and 300 Win Mag that had an older steel-tubed Weaver variable scope on it. I paid $350 for it and felt like it was a steal at the time. All these years later, after many successful hunts that have accounted for caribou, moose, and two types of bears, I almost feel guilty I paid so little for a gun so good. For all the dozens of rifles I've since shot, it's still the most accurate gun I've ever shot. It is for that reason I said earlier that I got it right the first time. I've had guns on my mind lately. Well, that's not being completely forthright. I often have guns on my mind, and not just lately. However, over the last couple of weeks I've had two friends solicit my advice about purchasing a firearm. The one friend currently has and hunts with a .338 Win Mag, a very fine all-around caliber for Alaska, and his is in a bolt action, a very fine action type for hunting. However, this friend has done a fair amount of caribou hunting the past several years, and a .338, while certainly usable, is overkill for caribou. My friend wants a smaller caliber that will damage less meat and cost less to shoot, both legitimate reasons for wanting a smaller caliber, as though legitimate reasons are actually needed to buy more guns. The other friend is a younger friend who has been saving up his hard-earned dollars and is looking to purchase his first centerfire rifle. He is wanting something that he hopes will do him well when hunting both caribou and moose. As such, I've been considering some of the answers I've been feeding them in reference to their inquiries as they search for guns to buy. A couple of disclaimers. I do not hold myself up to be any sort of true die-hard gun nut. I have friends whom I think fit that description, and I am not in their league at all. I have shot and hunted with enough guns over most of my adult life to have opinions, which leads to the second disclaimer. A lot of firearms choices come down to personal preference. So keep that in mind as you digest a good portion of what I'm about to share. The popular phrase you'll hear with stuff like this today is, your mileage may vary. For those thinking on purchasing a new gun, there are probably several layers of thought to the consideration of that, including action type, caliber, intended use, cost, and other peripherals such as things like stock material and whether the metal is stainless or blued. Let's start with action type. Probably far and away the most popular rifle action type for hunting is the bolt-action rifle, though in recent years semi-autos, in the form of AR-type rifles, are likely gaining on them. There are other action types, including the brake action pump and lever action. To some degree, this is one of those personal preference aspects, though a buddy of mine would argue it's a lot more empirical than that. In his mind, and opinion, the bolt action is at the top of the heap, objectively, and by a wide margin. I would concede this. For someone just getting started, a bolt action might be the best bet. In fact, I've somewhat got that younger friend of mine considering that route for that reason. Some of the accepted reasons for why a bolt action is superior include reliability, durability, and accuracy. I'll also concede this. Because they are so popular, they can be found in a wider selection of calibers than some other rifle action types, and it's often a lot easier to find a good deal on one because there are so many of them out there. I fully expect that young friend of mine will probably be able to find a stainless bolt action in a caliber he wants for maybe as little as $350 or a little more, which is a low price for what he wants and what it will do for him. My advice to anyone just getting started is to do a bit of research and, if possible, find a friend with several action types and see what it is you like the most. Get out and shoot it and see what feels best. My own preferences, as I've shared on here before, are almost exclusively on lever actions, a style I enjoy shooting and hunting with and in which I have a great deal of confidence. That really, really accurate Ruger I mentioned at the outset almost doesn't get used anymore due to my preference for lever actions. All that to say, action type is certainly a consideration. Caliber is also a primary consideration. The one hunting buddy wants something smaller than a .338 Win Mag, for the reasons I mentioned. For what he intends, there are a number of calibers that might fit what he needs, including a .308 Winchester, .270 Winchester, .280 Remington, .25-06, and .308 Marlin Express. Those are some of the calibers that I've suggested. There are a great many more than that that might do the same thing for him. When considering a caliber, you need to give thought to what you'll use it for and whether you plan to own or what you do own in the way of other calibers. Another thing to think about, do you hand load or will you be relying on factory ammunition? If you don't hand load, it makes a lot of sense to go with something common, like a .270 or .30-06. Calibers such as those are so common that finding ammo, even out here, usually isn't very hard. On the other hand, I shoot a few oddball calibers, ones I might even struggle to find in any quantity in Anchorage. As such, I hand load. And one more thing to think about is cost. If you're going to shoot a lot and you plan to use factory ammo, it does make sense to select something for which a box of ammo doesn't require you to refinance your house. Some calibers are just a lot more expensive to shoot than others. Brand can certainly play a part in the cost, which can certainly be a factor. In fact, for a lot of people, it's often the primary consideration. For example, I picked up a couple of Savage bolt-action rifles for my daughters. Neither gun came anywhere near $300. A part of that was the fact that they were smaller common calibers, and a part of it is that they're economy rifles from a mass production factory brand. That doesn't mean they're bad rifles, quite the opposite. But they don't have the detailing or attention to detail that you'd expect from a company like the Montana Rifle Company. It's the difference between a Honda Civic and a BMW. I also mentioned things like stainless versus blued and stock material. I would argue that stainless, while more expensive, is a better gun for rural Alaska. Stainless still requires you to take care of your firearm, but it's so much more weather-resistant than a blued gun. Related to that somewhat is stock material. I like wooden stocks. I will also acknowledge that a good synthetic stock is superior. Wooden stocks are more sensitive to moisture. My solution to that is that I've gravitated toward laminated wooden stocks, which are a bit more impervious to wet weather. The downside is that they are often heavier, something I've decided I can tolerate for the look they provide. That buddy I mentioned who's big on bolt actions is also big on custom synthetic stocks. He's more of a function over fashion sort, in my opinion, though he believes his guns to have stylish good looks as well. To each, his or her own. There's a lot to think about when it comes to buying a new rifle, and there are, in my opinion, legitimate issues to consider. Ultimately, though, it often comes down to what catches your eye. Something that subjectively looks pretty is a lot more likely to get bought than something that isn't, even if there are solid legitimate reasons for the less attractive gun being the better gun for the job. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and gun beauty is certainly no different than other types of beauty. For me, make mine a lever gun. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.